We'd had another quite difficult time in the temple. Things have been getting pretty tense, and Jesus hasn't really been doing anything to calm things down. Quite the reverse, in fact. There was this debate going on between Jesus and some of the religious leaders. Jesus went so far as to say that he was the one that Abraham had been promised would come. By that, he meant the Messiah. It's being said about him a lot, but now he seemed to have said it himself, and right in the temple too. Well now, Abraham died, I don't know how many hundreds of years ago, so they challenged him and asked how he could possibly have been seen by Abraham. Then he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." It was that I am that did it. That's the Jewish name for God. You see, when God spoke to Moses, and Moses asked God, "Who are you?" God replied, "I am that I am." So we Jews call God Yahweh, which just means I am. The thing is, by saying that, Jesus had as good as said that he was actually God. Their response was, I have to say, completely predictable. It was blasphemous, you see. At least it was to the Jewish leaders. And the penalty for that is stoning. As soon as he'd said it, they all started finding and picking up stones to throw at him. And us too, I imagine. And I don't think they would have stopped until he was dead. Jesus had to nip off pretty smartly and hide until they eventually dispersed and we could slope off out of the temple. As we were walking, there was this poor soul begging. I'd seen him before. I think he's quite a well-known character. The thing was, he'd been born blind. He'd never been able to see, and so he'd never been able to work. Hence, eking out a sorry existence by begging. Someone asked, and I didn't catch who it was, whether this man had been born blind because of his own sin or because of his parents' sin. That's a common idea. Some physical or mental disability being the result of sin and therefore, well, shameful, really. Jesus said it had nothing to do with anyone's sin, but that in this case he'd been born blind so that God would be revealed by what happened to him. Jesus also said that he was the light of the world. And he walked across to this man who had been born blind and lived only in the darkness of blindness. He knelt down and made a sort of paste with the clay soil, which he put onto the man's eyes, before telling him to go and wash in a nearby pool called Siloam. Someone helped this poor fellow find his way, and he duly bathed in the pool and washed the mud off his eyes. By now, it was almost as if I knew what was coming next. The moment the man opened his eyes, he could see. That has never happened to anyone who was actually born blind. Even some of his neighbours didn't recognise him. He was radiant, transformed, whole for the first time in his life. We heard later that the man had been dragged in front of the Pharisees, who were pretty keen to know what had happened. He told them, apparently, and they were angry because whatever it was that Jesus had done, he'd done it on the Sabbath, and that was wrong because you could call it work. They argued some more, and eventually they decided that this had been a stunt, and that the man hadn't ever been blind in the first place. Hence, Jesus was a sinner twice over because he'd done this on the Sabbath, and it was a con trick. They even hauled in the man's parents and asked them about it. They confirmed that he had been born blind, but as for the rest, they were pretty cagey. The man refused to condemn Jesus as a sinner. As he said about Jesus, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Well, they were angry about that as well, so much so that they threw him out of the synagogue, which basically meant that he was no longer one of God's people. When Jesus heard about that, he went and found the man, and asked if he believed in the Son of Man. Jesus also said that he was the Son of Man. At which the man born blind immediately said, "Lord, I believe. As for me, I still have so many questions, even after everything that I've seen."